It's Thursday, December 18th, 1997. It's about 10:15 in the morning. And my name is Michael Balava, and I'm interviewing Frank Bridgeforth. Good morning, Frank.
Good morning.
You had just talked about scouting a little bit before, but before we get into that, you mentioned some dates in the 30s. When and where were you born?
I was born right here in Bridgeport, Connecticut, on Lindley Street, right across from Mount Grove Cemetery.
Sure.
There's a little alleyway right across from the cemetery there. I pass by it every now and then. We were in a house way in the back there. I was born October 20th, 1927.
That makes you how old now?
70 years old.
70 years young.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well,
okay.
And I have two brothers and three sisters living right now.
They all live in Bridgeport?
Yeah, they're all in Bridgeport. All except for one. My youngest brother, he's living in New Mexico. Amargordo, New Mexico.
Oh.
And we went down to visit him a couple of years ago. And he came up here. My mother died in March. She was 99. And
I'm sorry to hear that.
So he came up from Mexico for the funeral and everything. Then he went back. He comes up about, he's been in Mexico now a little over 5 years.
Did work bring him out to Mexico, New Mexico?
No. No, he moved out there. Because he was in a truck accident. A truck ran over him in front of Bridgeport Hospital.
Cracked
his shoulder. And the weather up here goes through you. So the Mexico climate is much better.
Because
he had tried different places. And he found that Mexico was the best place for him. So he likes it out there. It's a nice place.
Now you mentioned your family lived on Lindley Street. Is your whole family originally from Bridgeport?
Yeah.
Parents?
My mother is from Providence, Rhode Island. She was born December 14, 1897. And my father is from Richmond, Virginia. Was from Richmond, Virginia. He was born December 23rd, 1900. And he died in 1961, I think it was.
What was your father's first name?
Edward.
Edward Bridgeforth.
Bridgeforth.
And your mother's name?
Viola Louise Smith.
And what did they do? What brought them to Bridgeport?
Well, my father came to Bridgeport, I guess, probably from work. When he was living in the South, I don't think there was much work done.
From Virginia?
Yeah, from Virginia. So his family migrated into Bridgeport here. And he was driving a truck for Chris Rickards. It's down on Howard Avenue there. And my mother was living in Providence. And my father used to play baseball with the Park City Giants.
That's something I have to talk about, too. I'm really interested in that.
So he was playing up in Providence. And that's where my mother met him, up in Providence. Because his family lived up in Providence for a little while, too. And then he came back to Bridgeport. And that's where him and my mother met. And they got married right here in Bridgeport.
Do you know what church they were married in?
No, I don't know. Because I don't want to see. It's possible. It could have been Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been members of Bethel when it used to be over on Broad Street. And I used to go to Sunday school, and that was in the 30s. We used to walk from Pine Street and go down to Broad Street to the church down there and walk back. And then we'd spend some time down Cesar Park.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd go back home. So it was nice. It was nice, quiet days when you could go down the park there, set all your gear on one side, go across, go swimming, come back, everything just the way you put it. Nothing touched.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can't even blink your eye.
Yeah.
You know? So it makes it kind of rough.